So we were reading the book of Job.
那在约伯记的开始，我们有讨论到约伯持守信仰的纯正。
We have seen how Job steadfastly kept his faith.
有时候我们在平安的时候，我们自己也不了解我为什么在拜神。
Sometimes during the times of peace, we question ourselves, why do we continue to worship God?
因为对世界上人来讲，特别是拜偶像，最重要的原因是发财跟保平安。
For most people who worship idols in this world, their purpose for worshiping is to obtain peace and prosperity.
那有一些人他知道偶像不是神。
Some of them know that idols are not God.
所以最后找到了真神。
But then later they find a true God.
但是他拜这位真神，到最后的目标也是保平安，然后生活的困难可以得解决。
But they worship the true God with the same attitude that they used to worship with the idols, which is to keep themselves safe from troubles and to have blessings and prosperity.
那这样的信仰到底会有什么问题？
And what type of consequences would this kind of faith bring them in the end?
我们如果在约伯记第一章、第二章就可以看到问题。
We see the problems that occur as a result of such type of faith in Job chapter 1 and 2.
当约伯生活很富裕，一切都很顺利的时候，他很热心拜神。
When everything was going well with Job and his family, when he was so prosperous and wealthy, and he was still sincerely worshiping God.
但是当神把篱笆拆毁了，魔鬼来攻击他。
But as soon as God removed a wall of hedge around him and allowed attacks that be taken from against him.
他的太太就说：“啊，你拜到神，拜到这样，弃掉神，死了算了。”
Then we see how his wife reacted and said, "If you believe God, even after all these things, then you should just forsake God and die."
所以很显然，他的太太在拜神是想说，我可以从神得到什么？
And so we can see that the faith of the wife's is very shallow because she's only expecting something in return from worshiping God.
那现在很短暂的，神给我的神都拿走了，那我还为什么还在拜他呢？
And so if the things that God has given us during this temporary life God has removed, then what is the purpose for us to hold fast to our integrity?
但是在最困难的时刻里面，
But during this most difficult moment,
约伯说神的名是应当称颂的。
Job said that the name of God shall be praised.
神的名是伟大的。
For the name of God is great.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他坐在至高之处。
For he abides in the highest place.
没有比他更高的。
There is no one greater and higher than him.
他在至高之处掌管一切。
He dwells in the highest place and he controls everything.
他的作为是伟大的。
And his works are mighty.
神的本性是良善的，
and his essential nature is kindness and goodness.
所以神的名本身就是值得我们去崇拜。
That is why the name of God itself is worthy of our praise.
所以约伯的信仰非常纯正。
And that is how we can see that Job's faith indeed is very pure and righteous.
他拜神没有功利的观念在里面。
He has no concept of beneficial interest in worshiping God.
那约伯受苦以后，And
after Job suffered,
他的朋友就来要安慰他。Job's
three friends came to empathize with him.
所以从第二章开始，他的朋友就一直劝约伯。To
comfort him, and from chapter 2 onwards, we see how his three friends came to comfort him.
要他怎么做才能够离开这个患难。To
exhort him, to encourage him, how he needs to change so that he can once again be blessed.
一直变到37章。
And they continued to debate with him until chapter 37.
他们没有办法说服约伯。
But they were unable to persuade Job.
因为他们有一个观念，约伯受苦就是因为他犯罪。
Because they had this concept that the reason why Job suffered was because Job sinned.
那今天他这么大的苦难，一定他的罪很深。
And for him to suffer such great calamity in his life, it must be because Job committed great transgressions against God.
但是约伯一直没有办法信服这样的一个理论。But
Job is unable to submit to such theory.
那其实在第一章、第二章里面，在灵界里面，神跟魔鬼的对话。
Actually, we see what is happening in a spiritual realm that is invisible to human eyes in chapter 1 and 2.
神对约伯，他觉得 让他能够非常得到荣耀。
And so God was very pleased with Job and took glory in the presence of Job.
因为约伯敬畏神，远离恶事。
Because Job was righteous and he departed from evil.
所以人第一次患难来到，但约伯并没有离开神。
And so when the first calamity struck, Job stood firm.
所以神就对魔鬼说：“你看，约伯就是这样的一个人，这个就是神的荣耀。”
And that is why God was able to find glory in Job, because even though he faced such great tragedy, he stood still, steadfast, and was able to praise God's name.
所以魔鬼要证明约伯拜神是因为功利。
And Satan wanted to prove that Job worshipped God out of beneficial interest.
那神允许他受苦来证明约伯拜神不是这样，他是纯粹神是可拜的。
And God permitted this tribulation to come upon Job to show that Job did not worship God out of beneficial motivations.
所以在灵界里面这个对话，约伯也不知道，他朋友也不知道。
And so this dialogue between God and Satan was something that Job and his friends was unaware of.
所以忽然苦难就来到。
And so when tribulations came,
然后他们又一直变到差不多变到三十八章。
And they continued to debate over this matter until chapter 37-38.
那这个有时候就是对我们现实生活也是很有意思的。
And so this is a very good reflection upon our real life.
我们自己受苦。
Today, when we suffer,
有时候自己就一直想，到底我做错了什么事？
Sometimes we suffer and we wonder, have we done something wrong against God?
那这样回想当然也是好的。
And it is good for us to reflect upon this.
但是有时候我们想来想去，还是想不出来什么原因呢？
But sometimes when we ponder back and forth, we cannot find where we have done wrong.
那有的人当然出于爱心，他会来安慰我们。
And sometimes people will come to comfort us.
但是在安慰当中，有时候也会提醒我们要悔改。
Out of love, but in their encouragement, they will also remind us to repent.
那这个都是出于爱心呢。
And when they remind us to repent, this is out of their heart of love.
但是这样做到底会有什么结果呢？
But doing in this way, what kind of consequences will we face?
我们来看约伯记。
Let's look at Job.
约伯记的第六章。
Job chapter 6.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约伯记第六章十四节。
Job chapter 6 verse 14. To him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty.
这个是约伯讲的话。
And this is what Job said.
说要灰心离弃全能者不敬畏神的人，当然这个就指着在患难中的人。
And this is, of course, referring to those who are suffering or going through tribulation.
那其实整个约伯也是在讲他自己。
And so Job is talking about himself, of course.
因为这么大的苦难，他也不晓得为什么。那朋友一直说是因为他犯罪。
And because he was facing such great calamity, and his friends kept insisting he was in the wrong, but he was still very bewildered.
所以人的信心开始会灰心，不是说不相信有神，就是说真的很难再走下去了，要离弃全能者。
And so at this point, Job's faith was really under test and trial. It wasn't because he was becoming discouraged. It wasn't because he was losing faith in God.
那这样的人呢，他的朋友要以慈爱来待他。
And at this point in time, his friends should show him kindness.
就是需要给他怜悯，给他一些鼓励跟支持。
They should encourage him. They should show mercy toward him.
但是有约伯这个三个朋友的做法似乎跟这个不太一样。
But Job's three friends did not treat him in such way.
二十四节。
In verse 24. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
这里说你教导我，我便不作声使我明白我在何事上有错。理论上约伯因为朋友说因为有罪，所以会受苦。那现在约伯说，那你就指出到底我在哪里有错。
In theory, the friends are insisting that Job must have sinned. That is why he's suffering such great calamity. And so Job says, teach me to let me understand where I have done wrong.
25节。
Verse 25, how forceful are right words, but what does your arguing prove?
正直人的言语何等大，所以这个正直就是说如果你讲得很对，当然这个话是很有力量的。
Of course, if you're speaking the right words, they are very forceful words indeed.
但是你现在责备是责备什么呢？
But what is your arguing or rebuking proving?
就是他没有办法讲出具体的事实，到底约伯罪在哪里，所以神要这样惩罚他。
But they are unable to really pinpoint exactly where Job's sin is, that God would treat him in such a way.
所以这样看起来，这个辩论就一直继续下去。
And that is why this debate is endless.
因为人在受苦的时候常常会怀疑神。
Because during the times that people were suffering, they will tend to doubt God.
而且在约伯记第一章说常常会妄论神，妄评神。
And that's why in Job chapter 1, it says, at these times, people will forget God.
我们看第一章的二十二节。
Let's look at Job chapter 1, verse 22.
这样的。
Job chapter 1, verse 22. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
Yeah, 英文说 charge God with wrong, 就是妄论神，妄评神。
He did not speak any words that charged God with wrong.
也就是说把神讲错是神做错的事，这个叫做妄论神。
So Job, in other words, did not blame God for anything that was happening to him.
我今天的受苦，如果我没有罪，那就是神做错事，那就变成说妄论神。
And so today, if people say, I'm suffering so much and I didn't sin, that means God must have done something wrong.
或者说神不公义，神不公平。
Or that God is unjust, unfair.
那这就是妄论神。
And this is to charge God with wrong, mistakenly.
所以人在受苦一软弱的时候就很容易会讲出这样的话来。
And so when we are under suffering and tribulations, many times we'll doubt God and we will blame God.
其实圣经里面讲的神有怜悯也有慈爱。
And actually, the God in the Bible is full of mercy and compassion.
一切美善的恩赐我们来看雅各书。
Let's look at James.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
第一章十六、十七节。
Verse 16, 17. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
各样美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐，是从上头来的。
So every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
他是众光之父。
For he is the Father of lights.
所以这样看起来，神没有不好，神是美善的。
And so there is nothing wrong with God. God is perfect and wonderful.
那神是全备的，神没有缺点。
And God is perfect. He has no shadow of turning.
那神是光，在神里面没有黑暗的一面。
And God is light. In him there is no darkness.
所以我们人如果在困难受苦当中神应该是没有问题啊。
And so during their times of trial and suffering, God has nothing that we should consider him to be blamed for.
但是要相信神是对的，神有他美好的旨意，这要很大的信心。
But for us to continue to believe that God is good and his intentions for us is always perfect and good, this requires a lot of faith.
所以他一直辩论了，没有办法结束。
We see that this debate continues endlessly in the book of Job.
我们看约伯记的十三章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 13.
约伯记的十三章。
Job chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4. But you forgers of lies, you're all worthless physicians.
这里说你们是无用的医生。
It says that you're useless physicians.
医生本来就是要医病的。
Physicians are meant to heal.
那约伯在受苦当中他很痛苦。
When Job was under great torment.
那他朋友本来是要来安慰他的。
And his friends came to give him a soothing balm.
那现在一直指责他有错让约伯更大的苦。
Instead of comforting him, they made his wounds fester even more in pain.
没有得到安慰，反而得到更大的创伤。
And so he was not only not comforted, but he was grieved even more.
所以叫做你们是无用的医生。
And that is why Job called his friends worthless physicians.
约伯说，那如果这个事情发生在你身上，我也可以用你们的话来告诉你们。
And Job said, if this thing was to happen on your, if it turned out that it was happening to you, I would say the same thing to you.
可见说，我们在患难中要安慰人，有时候需要神给我们极大的智慧。
And how would you feel? And that is why when we comfort others when they're in sorrow, we need to have great wisdom from God.
圣经说，我们在患难中，神就安慰我们。
The Bible says that when we are under pain and trial, God will comfort us.
那叫我们能够用神所赐的安慰去安慰别人。
And God will allow us to receive comfort from Him, and use this comfort we receive from Him to comfort others.
所以遇到患难的人，有时候曾经经过相同的经验的人，有时候最了解、最容易来安慰他们。
And for those who have undergone tribulation and borne the same type of suffering, it is easier for them to comfort others who are undergoing the same trials.
但是如果我们没有走过相同的路，我们也可以安慰人。But
if we have not gone through and endured the same trials, we too can still comfort others.
但是就是我们需要有属灵的智慧，加上神的爱心。
But in order to do that, we require a spiritual wisdom from God and also the love from God.
通过我们在圣灵的感动下，可以用神的话来鼓励安慰他。
And through us, the Holy Spirit's encouragement, then we shall be a powerful encouragement and comfort to others.
那在苦难中可以再继续走下去。
So that person can continue to walk in their trial of pain.
那这一场的辩论到什么时候结束呢？
And where did this debate finally finish?
如果我们看38章。
Let's look at chapter 38.
约伯记的38章。
Job chapter 38.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二节。
Verse 2. Then Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
38章啊，神就开始讲话。We
see that God finally spoke in chapter 38.
神从旋风中回答约伯。God
answered Job out of the whirlwind.
谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明呢？Who
is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
所以他们在讨论，其实就在讨论什么是神的旨意。
While they were debating, they were actually trying to figure out what was the will of God.
在约伯受苦这一件事情上，到底什么是神的旨意？
While Job was under duress and trial, they were trying to question why Job encountered this.
那虽然从第一章我们看到37章，不论约伯或者他的朋友，都引用很多的。 很有道理的话，要想说服对方。
From chapter 2 to chapter 37, we see whether it was Job or his friends, they all used the wisdom that they knew from the scriptures to debate with one another.
但是在神看起来，这些都是无知的言语。
But in the eyes of God, all of these are words without knowledge.
为什么？因为这些都没有办法讲清楚到底神为什么让约伯受苦。
Because all these words didn't really have the full understanding why God allowed Job to suffer.
所以有时候我们圣经读很多遍，我们对这个属灵的这些知识都会增加。So
of course, when we read the Bible many times, our knowledge seems to have increased.
所以我们常常听道理，我们这个属灵知识也会增加。And
also, a lot of times, the more we listen to sermons, the more our spiritual wisdom will increase.
但是如果真的要明白神的旨意，
But if we truly want to understand the will of God,
还需要再进一层。
On a particular matter, we need to enter into another level.
就是要跟神非常的靠近。
Which is to have very closeness with God.
有圣灵在感动我们。
To have the movement, inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
我们才可以明白神的旨意。
Then we can truly understand the will of God.
如果虽然我们圣经很熟，但是平常没有在亲近神，离开神很远。
And so even though we may be well versed with the Bible, but in Usually we are very far away from God and do not have a close relationship with God.
没有神在我们里面感动我们,
and God is not within us, inspiring us.
我们自己也很难, 啊, 了解神的旨意,
and it is very difficult for we ourselves to really understand the will of God.
所以神一出生, 从38章开始, 三个朋友没有说话, 约伯也没有再讲话了。
So from chapter 38, once God spoke, all of them were silenced.
好，我们现在看诗篇的28篇。
Let's look at Psalms 28.
啊，诗篇的28篇。
Psalms 28.
28篇的第一节。
Verse 1. To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me. Thus, if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit.
哦，这是大卫的祷告。
This is the prayer of David.
哦，他在困难当中啊，他求告神，你是我的磐石。
During the times of his despair, he cried out to the Lord, "Oh Lord, you're my rock."
哦，这个磐石就是说你是我的依靠。
Which means, Lord, you are my refuge.
当人困难很大的时候，就发现神才是，只有神才能够做依靠。
When people are in the pits of despair, they will realize that there is only one that they can rely on, which is God Himself.
但是不要像我闲默，你若闭口，我就将死的人一样。
And David cries out to the Lord, "Do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit."
因为神如果闭口，就是表示我们向神一直祷告，神不回应。
So when God is silent to us, means that no matter how we pray, God does not answer our call.
我们一直想要明白神的旨意，一直祷告，祷告神都没有回应。
And so we want to understand God's will, but the more we pray, the less we understand what God wants us to know.
那神没有回应，我们在我们的困难当中，就好像死人、将死的人一样，没有希望了。
And when God does not reply to us and He's silent to us, we are like dead men, for we have no more hope.
所以到底神有没有告诉我们为什么？这个是第二件事情。第一件事情就是神要回应。
The first thing that we need God to do is to respond to our prayer.
如果神有回应，就表示说，神在听我的祷告。
And if we can experience that God is responding to a prayer, at least we're comforted to know that God is listening to our prayer.
神知道我的困难。
And that God is aware of our problems and sorrows.
那知道，我们就知道说神在听，神知道。 那我们就可以安静下来，那就是交给神嘛。
And so if we know that He's listening to our prayer, we can be still and quiet and trust in His solutions.
所以约伯记到最后，神有没有告诉约伯为什么他受苦？没有。
And so at the very end of Job, did God ever explain to Job why he suffered? No.
但是对约伯来讲，神已经跟我讲话了，给我一个回应，有没有答案没有关系的，反正神是好的嘛。
But for Job, as long as God has reacted and responded to him, that is sufficient. For him not to understand why that things happened to him was beside the matter. As long as God is there and God is with him.
有时候我们做事情，我们会做错决定。
For us, sometimes we will make the wrong decisions.
但是神不会做错决定。
And God will never make the wrong decisions.
那神一定是对的。
And if God is always going, we have confidence that God is always good.
我们一直困难向神祷告，神有回应，虽然没有让我知道为什么，那就够了。
And we have confidence that He has good and His will for us and our life is good. Then we trust in Him that no matter what happens, He has a good and perfect will for us.
所以神不回应，那就很难了。
But if we do not even get an initial response from God, then that becomes very difficult for us.
那从38章开始，神回应。
But we see that God did reply from chapter 38 forward.
所以约伯说，我风闻有神，现在亲眼看到神。
And so in the Job responded by saying, "In the past I've heard of you, but now I have seen you."
这个亲眼看到神，不是真的肉眼看到神。
And so to see God doesn't mean to literally see it with his physical eyes.
是他在患难当中神跟他的对话，让他对神了解更深更广。
It is during his times of sorrow and suffering that he's able to experience God. And when he has touched God during his suffering, he realizes he has seen God.
使他的信仰能够更深入一层。
So that his faith can be deepened once more.
好，我们接下来看诗篇的39篇。
Let's look at Psalms 39.
诗篇的39篇。
Psalms 39.
第九节。 九节。
Verse 9. I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it.
我们看第第七节第八节。
Let's look at verse 7 and 8. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish.
第九节说，我所遭遇的出于你，我就默然不语。
Because it was you who did it, I was mute. I did not open my mouth.
所以最重要是确定我们的遭遇是神允许让它发生的。
If we have this conviction that no matter what happens to us, it's out of the goodwill and intention of God.
那我就默然不语，不需要多讲，因为神很爱我。
Then I will be keep silent, for I know that everything that happens is for out of God's good and perfect will.
如果神允许发生，那感谢神。
And since God is the one who permits it to happen, I shall praise my God.
但是这也是大卫做的诗。
And this is also a psalm of David.
一方面他说，神如果不讲话，那我就完了。
On one hand, he says, if God is silent, then I'm like as a dead man.
那一方面他又说，我遭到的是出于你，那我就不需要多讲什么。
On the other hand, David says, if it was you who did it, I will be silent.
所以圣经里面很多的例子也都是这样告诉我们。
And we see many examples in the Bible that teaches us the same lesson.
好，那我们现在回来看约伯记。
Let's look at Job.
约伯记的四十二章。
Job chapter 42.
约伯记四十二章。
Job chapter 42.
第三节。
Verse 3.You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I've uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
第五节。
Verse 5, I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
第六节。
Verse 6, therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
在这里，约伯讲到神的旨意太奥妙。
Here it says,God's things are too wonderful for me.
所以我们很难了解。
Which I did not know.
那在第六节，我自己厌恶自己，在尘土和灰土中懊悔。
Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
所以当一个人神跟约伯讲话，他才发现自己非常的渺小，自己什么都不懂。
Once God opens his mouth and spoke to Job, he realized that he is so minuscule and that he is full of sin.
因为从三十八章一直问，问到四十一章，没有一个问题约伯可以回答。
Because when God questioned him from chapter 38 to chapter 41, there is not one question that Job could answer.
神创造天地的过程，神在维持这个万物的次序，没有一个问题约伯可以回答。
When God questioned Job if he understood how he created the heavens and earth and the order that he has instituted in the heavens, there is not even one thing that Job understood or could answer God.
在痛苦当中他认识了神非常伟大，他也承认自己非常渺小。
So during amidst his suffering, Job came to recognize the true God and his mightiness.
那约伯最后的结局是什么？
And so what was the final conclusion of Job's life?
我们来看雅各书的第四章。
Let's look at James chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
第五章
Chapter 5,
第十节跟十一节
Verse 10 and 11 My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
这里说约伯的忍耐。
We see the perseverance of Job.
这连新约时代都认定约伯的忍耐。
Even the New Testament praises his perseverance.
那既然神有他的旨意。
And since God has his beautiful will.
当然神有他的时候。
And of course God had his timing.
那需要等到神的时候到了，问题就可以解决。
When God's timing is at hand, then his suffering will be lifted.
那对约瑟来讲，从十七岁他一直等到三十岁。
And for Joseph, it was the same. He waited from the age of 17 till he was 30-some years old.
13年, 他没有办法明白神为什么让他遇到这些事情。
Until 30, for 13 years, Joseph didn't know why God allowed all these things to happen to him.
他很苦, 但是神安慰他。
And though he suffered much, but God was there to comfort him.
他很懦弱, 但是神让他昌盛。
And though he was brought to the very lowest, yet God raised him up so that he was prosperous at the end.
神的同在, 神的安慰, 神的恩典没有减少, 但是哦, 这个13年就是苦难就是不会过去。
And so during these 13 years of trial and suffering, God's comfort never ceased. God's encouragement, God's abidance never lifted from him. So God was always there with him.
所以不是说 神同在, 困难全部跑光了, 不是这样。
And so when God is with him, doesn't mean that his suffering will go away.
那就是等到他30岁。
But for it wasn't until he had to wait until he was age 30.
一夜之间, 他回头过来, 原来是这个意思。
With the turning of the night, that his situation was actually restored and was free.
所以约伯的忍耐。
And so Joseph had the perseverance of Job.
神是好的。
And knowing that God is good.
但是要忍耐到底就可以看到神是好的。
And that we need to see God's goodness by persevering to the very end.
所以约伯忍耐到底就讲他的结局是神给他的是满心怜悯大有慈悲。
And so when Job is able to persevere to the end, we see at the very end that the Lord indeed is very compassionate and merciful.
所以第一章开始约伯受苦。
So we see when Job started to suffer in Job chapter 1 and 2.
那到42章, 约伯重新得福气。
And it wasn't until chapter 42 of Job that we see that he was once again blessed.
但这个过程让他对神的认识更清楚、更深刻。
But this journey of faith brought him nearer to God so that he was even more convicted in him whom he believed and also in the Lord.
需要有相当的忍耐。
But this journey requires great perseverance.
好，我们先来看约伯记42章。
Let's turn back to Job chapter 42.
约伯记42章。
Job chapter 42.
第10节。
Verse 10. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
这里讲约伯为朋友祷告。
Here, Job actually interceded for his friends.
那为什么约伯要为朋友祷告呢？
Why did Job have to pray for his friends?
如果我们回来看42章。
We turn back to Job 42.
第7节。
Verse 7.
神的怒气向 约伯的朋友发作,
because the Lord's wrath was aroused against his friends.
因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
For you have not spoken to me what is right as my servant Job has.
然后第八节再重复一次，你们议论我不如约伯所说的。
And in verse 8, God repeated himself, because you have not spoken to me what is right as my servant Job has.
所以三个朋友罪在哪里？议论神，论错了。
And so where was the sin of Job's friends, three friends, was that they have spoken of God what is not right.
所以可见了，议论神，论错了也是罪啊。
And so if we speak of God in the wrong way, that is also a sin in itself.
因为神太高。
Because God is so great and high.
人太渺小了。
We are so small and lowly.
那神就叫三个朋友要献祭，请约伯替他代祷。
And so God commanded that these friends should offer sacrifices and for Job to intercede for them.
那祈祷以后，这苦境转回。
We see that God restored to Job.
那接下去11节。
And then verse 11.
就所有的福气就再赐给他，而且比以前更好。
And that all the blessings that he had before was restored, and even twice as much as he had before.
所以一个人受苦，很可能就是神要用他的一个前奏。
And so when a person suffers, it could very well be the preamble to God using this man's life as a vessel to serve him.
一个人受苦，可能是神要祝福他的一个前部。
And so when a person suffers, it could be the beginning of when God will use him greatly and mightily.
因为他能够把神的恩典能够用得更好。
Because this person knows how to utilize God's grace even more powerfully.
我们要唱诗。
Sing him.
330首。
Sing him 330.